Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number one. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, we're talking about another Penn State win, the 5-0 Nittany Lions with a 24-0 whitewash of the Indiana Hoosiers. Another dominating performance by that defense.
Yeah, strong performance by that group. And we've seen five consistently strong performances from that group. And I think if you're looking for things through this five-game start, you know, there's only a couple teams in the country that you can say anything with about, you know, anything about them with certainty. Alabama and Georgia. Everything else, you know, it just requires a little bit of subjectivity, I suppose. And Penn State's as well positioned as any of them, I think. I know there are questions and I know there are some issues and some things that you're not sure how it's going to translate against better opponents, but Penn State's got a really good team, Jim, and it's led by this defense, and it's made a difference in so many ways. We talked, I think, maybe week one about Sean Clifford and the offense being afforded patience, you know, and that's the complimentary football that comes with knowing that this group can really hang with anybody. I feel confident in saying that this group can hang with anybody. They have had some good fortune, I think, with not a lot of great quarterback play so far. So it'll be interesting when you get into the CJ Strouds and, you know, those guys. But I feel like this Penn State team can play with a lot of teams in the country, Iowa included.
Well, we're going to find that out next week, aren't we?
Well, certainly.
The defense is the sure thing. So let's start with the offense, Dustin.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's the only logical way to approach this. And let's start with the running game. And I'm really curious to get your take on it. Todd Blackledge spent most of the evening saying how improved the running game was. I want to find out if you agree. And after I hear from you, I'm going to share a statistic with you that I think you'll find interesting. But go ahead. Tell me about the running game.
Okay, so you'll present the stat that will immediately refute what I'm about to say, maybe. I don't know.
I'm assuming.
I thought there were some improvements. And I think, you know, getting that offensive line to a place where they are getting that level of physicality that they need. And I really do feel like everybody that Penn State has played has been really focused on taking away that run. It's built, you know, around what Ball State and Wisconsin are doing. So I feel like opponents, again, deserve some credit. But they were moving people a little bit better. And, you know, where that's Indiana maybe not being as strong up front, where maybe that's an improvement for Penn State, I guess we'll find out. I got to give some credit, I think, to the O-line for doing a little bit better job and creating a little bit more green grass for these guys to run. I like seeing a little bit more John Lovett. I liked seeing, you know, a little bit more Kevon Lee. It's something that I think we have said for a couple weeks now that, you know, you kind of need this guy to step forward if this run game is going to be as good as you want it to be. Noah Kane looks sluggish and slow and not up to game speed. And I think that that's kind of been the case all year, but he just doesn't look like he's there yet. Maybe coming out of a bye or something, he'll be back. But and then I think what they did was just a handful of plays in this one. I know Clifford picked up a lot of yardage on plays that were not design runs, but I think presenting him as a runner just changes the math for the opponent. And for me, I mean, that's my biggest takeaway, is that looked to be an adjustment to get a little bit more creative and to show Sean Clifford as a runner. I think in this case, without overexposing him as a runner, finding that sweet spot. So if you're showing Sean Clifford as a runner and you're doing a little bit better job up front, you're getting a little bit more fresh legs and a little bit more speed and quickness in there, it all should add up to a better performance. And this one was better for sure. I wouldn't call it championship caliber, as James Franklin likes to say, though. Not yet.
How do you respond, though, to those short yardage situations? And I believe there were five different times that I counted where they had either third or fourth down and 1 yard to go, or maybe even 2 yards to go, and they were just stopped in their tracks. There was no push at all. Really almost no chance for the running back.
It remains problematic, and what that ends up doing, you know, if you're a play caller, I guess Mike Yurcich is maybe he's going to keep going to that well, but if you can't consistently say we can get a push and we can get a yard, that's trouble, because then you have to get cute, you have to get creative, you have to maybe throw the ball in some of those situations, and you have to just complicate things and open yourselves up to more risk because you can't consistently get that yard or two. And there are a number of reasons. I mean, there's often not a whole lot of running room when everybody's dialed in and that defense is dialed in for a run and you're trying to move them off the spot. They just haven't moved a lot of people. And then I'm not sure, you know, Noah Cain, that first step of his is not there right now. And he is your best short yardage runner and maybe will remain that way, but he needs to show a little bit more and they need to get a little bit more push. It continues to be an issue, and it just kind of comes down to what opponent can really make that an issue, because you're going to lack some continuity on drives if you're not able to, A, get out in front of the chains a little bit, and B, can't feel good about converting third and one.
Well, here's the statistic that I teased a little bit earlier, Dustin, and why I'm still concerned. First of all, yes, I'm concerned about those short yardage situations. But overall in the running game, with the running backs, not Sean Clifford, I didn't even count Tyler Warren, but 30 times the running backs ran the ball. These are Kevon Lee, Noah Cain, John Lovett. They got 30 carries. 16 out of those 30 carries, they got 2 yards or less. 11 times, it was 1 yard or less. So when you look at that average, which I think was close to 5 yards per carry, you'd say, hey, that's not too bad. But it was really skewed by Kevon Lee with 44 yards, Lee with 21 yards. And then in the last possession, John Lovett had 10 and 13 yards. So I think that really skewed the average. So I'm not as pleased with the improvement in the running game as you and Todd Blackledge.
Todd Blackledge was drinking the blue and white Kool-Aid when it came to that. That was a real point of emphasis for him. And I do believe that Penn State was a little bit better in this one, but I think they were coming from a place that they weren't really close. And, you know, you look at these running backs, and Noah Cain is your guy when it comes to getting a tough yard or two. He's your guy for falling forward. He's your guy for running through arm tackles. But he doesn't really have, you know, elite level speed right now. And I think that may be something that comes back later. Now you look at Kevon Lee and John Lovett, they bring a little bit more juice, a little bit more energy, a little bit more quickness, but I haven't seen a whole lot of times where these guys are making the first guy miss or breaking through arm tackles. So they're going down a little easy, it looks like, on some of these runs. Sometimes there's just nothing there. And then Noah Cain isn't making a whole lot whenever he does have a crease. So it's like you have three guys you're using right now, and none of them are really complete players at the moment. You can try to mix and match them, but their limitations are their limitations right now. And I don't think that those are limitations that will stay with them forever or anything. But you're not really dealing with a full deck when it comes to this backfield. None of these guys are exactly where you want them to be. And that's before even getting into ball security and before getting into John Lovett missing a couple games.
And I think we have to put some of the responsibility on the line. And in talking to people like our own, you know, Ross Tucker, he watched the game tape last week. And when I asked him about the running game, he talked not just about the running backs and the offensive line getting a push or not getting a push, but talked in terms of someone making a mistake somewhere. one guy missing the block, 4 out of 5, or 5 out of 6 when you count the tight end. Just one guy making the mistake, missing a block, and that's what's blowing up each play.
And it does seem to happen on every single play, and it's just a matter of tightening up. I think the offense as a whole has been very, very good at staying in command and executing things well, but there is always that one thing that comes down to it with the running game. And you know, a lot of the time, these run plays, as you pointed out, just don't have much of a chance from the jump. It's just a matter, as a coaching staff, what do you do right now? How urgent is this situation? Like, I think Penn State's offense in its current form with that complementary defense and the field position battle that they are consistently winning because of Jordan Stout, the punter, and the kickoff guy, it's a good combination, and I think it's enough against, you know, most of the teams on the schedule. I think that's probably enough against Michigan State, probably enough against Michigan. I'm not sure about Ohio State. I'm not sure right now about Iowa. So you can carry these limitations and you can win with them. But at some point in time, it's going to be a one score game in the fourth quarter, and you're going to need a yard or two. And it's going to come down to these little things. It's going to come down to that 4 for 5 blocking needing to be 5 for 5. And so they're going to have to make whatever adjustments they got to make. And I think they just got to go out there and they've got to execute better. You know, Phil Troutwine's group, as I mentioned last week, turned the corner midway through last year as a run blocking unit. You need that group to turn the corner as a run blocking unit. And I think that they can. Looking at the physical talent of that group inside, Miranda's played a lot of football. Rasheed Walker's played a lot. Caden Wallace has played a fair amount for a young guy. Juice Scruggs has played a good amount for a guy who wasn't a starter until this year. This is a group that should be getting it done, and it's just not there yet.
Do you think in this game, not that the game was put away early, but do you think there was a concerted effort to try to get the running game going? We know we might be better off throwing the ball, but we got to get this run game figured out.
That's what it looked like to me. And the numbers kind of dictate that too. That's what it looked like. They won the time of possession battle. They had 35 minutes time of possession in this one. It looked like they were trying to iron out that part of the process because the formula can work against Indiana and it's something that they need to bring along. You could kind of tell that there was a lot of stuff they worked on in practice this week. And you saw, I wouldn't agree with Todd Blackledge that you saw night and day improvement. I think you saw some incremental progress. That's probably going to have to speed up this week, but certainly for the rest of the schedule. There's 4 more top 11 teams on this Penn State schedule. They got to figure this thing out.
All right, Dustin, we'll get to a more positive spin. We'll talk about a few other things on the offense before we hit the defense. Things like Jahan freaking Dotson, who we always have to talk about. He's pretty special. We'll get to that in quarter number 2. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking off another week of action by giving all new customers a can't-miss offer. Bet just $1 on any football game this week and receive $150 in free bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.